Wild writing family, week one, day one. Mondays used to mean something. It started at school, I think, when the idea of a schedule was embraced. Schedules are good for lots of things, exercise, eating, starting and finishing work. But schedules create their own problems too. They stop us from stopping. They stop us from thinking. We start at the end of the field and we plough on because that's what is required. Life does this. We set out on these plans. It fills us with hope and confidence. Just turn up, do your thing, and the field gets ploughed. The village eats, the store is stocked for winter. And that's great until life does its other thing and we start to think about this approach. That's when you look back and you can see the furrows in the field begin to wander. You realise you have a choice, and that's always invigorating and dangerous. Is this a message, finally, or just another day? We might say there are two kinds of people. Those who believe there are messages out there for them in the fields, and those who don't. Or at least those who think the straight furrows is a safer bet come winter than a wavering from the purpose. Messages, in my experience, tend to be written by myself. It would be strange in the extreme for me to believe I should do something because I saw a sign. I tend to be the one who ignores signs, anyway. I suppose that in itself is a kind of belief in signs. A belief they should be challenged. Who knows? The thing is that we have to eat. And we have to feed each other. This is what life does. It allows us to dream, to imagine how things might be if we just had the courage to change. Yes, but what about the ploughing of the fields? My brow is furrowed.